Unit 8. Listening 2. CAE Part 4. Multiple Matching. Speaker 1.
I think a lot of the science fiction scenarios of miniature computers the size of a matchbox and phones you can wear like a button on your jacket are going to be too impractical to be put to general use. You only have to look at a widescreen TV to realise there's little chance of that happening. My own belief is that electronic gadgetry will actually take over our living space. You won't be able to move in your own home for fear of knocking into some device or other. That's a big shame, really. Life was so much simpler before, so much more free of clutter. And I'm not talking about the dim and distant past here, but a relatively recent one.
Speaker 2.
There's little doubt that the average lifespan will be greater, but I can't help feeling more than a little concerned about the quality of life we'll be leading when we reach the end of our days. I'm not sure, for example, that we'll have achieved what we need to in terms of finding cures for certain degenerative diseases, such as Alzheimer's or Parkinson's. There's a great deal of enthusiastic talk about genetics and how absolutely marvellous it is that we've mapped the human genome. Now, that's all very well, but I'm afraid I just can't see myself, or anyone else for that matter, playing tennis at the age of 120.
Speaker 3.
It always irritates me when people go on about population growth and how it's getting out of control and so on. If you look at the figures, you'll see that predictions of exploding populations made 20 or 30 years ago are simply not coming true. It's probably the same people that worry about the number of vehicles on the roads as well. Let's face it though, 15 years from now, most of us will be working from home on a computer, which means fewer people getting stuck in jams on their way to work and a consequent reduction in pollution. Now that's definitely something worth looking forward to, isn't it?
Speaker 4.
They sent me on a computer training course last month, at my age. We had a right laugh about it in the office, I can tell you. Still, you've got to keep up with it all, else they won't keep you on, will they? There seems to be more and more technology every day. It's going to change the way they do things here completely, you know. In 15 years from now, you won't recognise the place at all. Of course, I'll have left long before then, and I'll probably be enjoying a long and healthy retirement somewhere. But it does make you wonder whether they're up to something, you know, Big Brother and all that. I've always been suspicious of change, me. Can't help it.
Speaker 5.
Where I live, you'd be forgiven for thinking the size of the population is mushrooming. Every weekend, there are more and more houses going up, and you see more and more traffic on the roads. But what's happening, of course, is that the existing population is financially healthier than it used to be, so more and more people can afford to buy themselves a second home in the country, which is where they're all driving out to on a Friday evening. And because the price of land is so expensive, these places are gradually shrinking in size. So much so that by the time I've raised enough money to buy my own place, I won't be able to swing a cat in it. Sounds funny, but it's a real nuisance, I can tell you.